This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
Hi, I'm Bernard. I'm from Dagenham, and I'm doing a plumbing course, Industry Level 2.
Welcome to T4TS Radio. Today we're joined by Bernard, who's all the way from Dagenham in Essex, in the Practical Centre in Southampton. Hi, Bernard, how are you?
Hello, I'm fine.
Jolly good. Look, Bernard, before we start, can you just sort of give us a little flavour or a short explanation of what your career has been like so far?
Right. Actually, I'm from Mauritius, and I came to the UK last year. I was doing plumbing in Mauritius, so right now I'm unemployed. That's why I've chosen the course to become a UK qualified plumber in order to get a job.
Okay, that's brilliant. Carry on. So what sort of work were you doing in Mauritius?
Plumbing.
Yes, I know. I got the answer I deserved. Is that domestic plumbing, commercial plumbing? What types of things were you doing in Mauritius?
It was in the buildings, most of them. Working in hotels, five-star hotels.
Wow.
And some commercial offices as well.
And what was the training like in Mauritius to become a plumber?
That's three level. You have level three, which is for the trainee, and level two is for a plumber, and level one is for a supervisor.
Oh, so it's kind of like level one's a master plumber, really.
Yeah, that's right.
The big boss, as it were.
Yeah.
Okay, you've come over to the UK. You're now training with Train for Trade Skills. How did you find out about Train for Trade Skills?
No web.
Yeah.
And then I applied, and there was some guys who came at home to explain me how this works. Mm-hmm. So it was really, I really wanted to try to give it a go.
Yeah.
I'm happy to do.
Brilliant. Okay, so you then started studying at home. You did your studies at home first, yeah? And then you moved down to the Practical Training Centre in Southampton. Can I ask you, what was different between the training in Mauritius and the type of training in the UK? How much different is it?
There's a really big difference because here there's new technology, and there's lots of rules, not like in Mauritius. I'm learning quite a lot here.
And so is the plan for you to go in the future, once you're qualified, are you then going to go back to Mauritius with these skills?
Maybe.
I'm just wondering, because if you went back to Mauritius with all these new skills, where would that place you in Mauritius? Would you be kind of like the supervisor level straight away?
Yeah. That's right.
Well, it would be good, wouldn't it?
Cool. Yeah.
Extra dollars straight away, Bernard. That's the way to do it. So, okay, you're down in Southampton. How has it been going? Tell me about Southampton and you.
It's a bit far, but it's okay. Yeah. A bit cold as well.
Oh, dear. And what sort of things have you been doing in Southampton?
I've been doing some measuring, soldering, bending pipes. Yeah, that's as far.
Okay. And how much has the training you had in Mauritius been helping you in your Train for Trade Skills course? Has it helped you in any way?
Not much.
Really?
Yeah.
So your skills are now so much higher that really you're starting again?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, well, that's cool. And if you stay in the UK, what's the plan then when you finished?
I'm willing to work for myself maybe 5 or 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
So,
do you want to have your own business?
Maybe, yes. I would like to.
Okay. Bernard, it's been a real pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much. And thank you for all the information about Mauritius as well. I can't understand coming to the UK to such a cold country after reading the beauty of Mauritius, which is absolutely beautiful. Pleasure talking to you, sir. Thank you so much for joining us. And good luck with your course, Bernard.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.